and welcome to the Harry Telly podcast. This term in year two, we are learning all about electricity.
And today we will be talking to Mr. Self, who is the Education Officer for National Grid. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks very much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
What is electricity and how is it made?
Electricity is a type of energy, and it's made in a number of different ways in a number of different places. So it's made in power stations where coal and oil is burned to make that energy, but it's also made at wind farms and solar farms where we use energy from the sun and from the wind.
Why do we need electricity?
Well, as I said, electricity is very, very useful. So lots of the things that we enjoy and the things that we use every day are powered by electricity. It helps us to have lights so that we can see in the dark and when it's nighttime. It helps us to cook food and store food more easily in fridges and cookers and things like that. So it's just a very, very useful bit of energy.
How does electricity get into our homes?
That's a great question. So electricity, it starts off being generated, as I said, in a power station or a wind farm or a solar farm, and then is transmitted through overhead lines and underground cables and reaches a series of different substations. So it starts out at really high power levels and then it gets broken down bit by bit on along its journey until eventually it gets to our homes.
What different types of electricity are there?
The two main types of electricity are current electricity and static electricity.
How fast can electricity travel?
Electricity is really, really fast. It's very nearly the same as the speed of light, which is the fastest thing we know. To give you guys an idea, electricity is so fast it can get all the way around the world 7 times in 1 second.
How is static electricity made?
So static electricity is made by friction, so by things rubbing together and making electrons move really, really fast. So a good example is if you had a balloon and you were to rub it on your hair really, really fast, you'd slowly see your hair start to stand up, and that's because of the static electricity that you're creating through friction.
How does electricity get into wires?
Well, inside wires are tiny different metal coils, and metal is a great conductor of electricity. So when that's connected to where the electricity is coming from, the electricity travels through those tiny wires that are inside the cables and all the way through to where it needs to go.
How does electricity get into batteries and how do they work?
Well, batteries can store electricity, they store energy. So a battery can be filled with the electricity, and then once you connect things to make a circuit, like wires out of a battery into something, the electricity slowly leaves that battery and eventually drains out altogether.
How does a light bulb work and why is it so bright?
So light bulbs are very interesting because light bulbs help us to complete a circuit, and that's what electricity needs in order to travel. So light bulbs allow for the electricity to enter the light bulb, go into the element, and then leave the light bulb out the other side. And the reason that they're so bright just depends on how many watts or how many volts are traveling through the light bulb. So the more batteries you've got, the brighter the bulb's gonna get. But if you put too much in there, the bulb can burst.
Is electricity dangerous?
Electricity can be dangerous. It depends how powerful the electricity is. So one of the ways we measure electricity is something called volts, and anything more than 54 volts can do enough damage to kill us. So the amount of electricity in a small battery isn't very dangerous, but the electricity that's in our plug sockets or overhead lines or underground cables could be hundreds, if not thousands of volts. So that could be really dangerous.
Thank you very much for talking to us today. It was very interesting to find out all about electricity and how it works.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I've really enjoyed being here.